It's time for Sugar Camp music.
A-I-M-M-I-N-S. That's gonna be my new address, 'cause I just got a new job working in the mine, Hollinger mine. I'll work like a son of a gun, but as soon as that paycheck comes, I'm gonna buy me a diamond ring for Caroline. Caroline, sweet Caroline, I'm gonna make your pretty blue eyes shine, Caroline, 'cause you're gonna wear that diamond ring of mine. You're gonna wear that diamond ring of mine. T-I-M-M-I-N-S, that's the town I love the best, and we're gonna paint this Timmins town up fine, really fine. All the people that we meet when we're strolling down the street, they're gonna stop and say, oh, look, there's Caroline. Caroline, sweet Caroline, I'm gonna make your pretty blue eyes shine, Caroline, 'cause you're gonna wear that diamond ring of mine. You're gonna wear that diamond ring of mine. T-I-M-M-I-N-S, I'll advertise it in the press, 'cause I just got a new job working in the mine, Hollinger mine. I'll work like I never before, I don't care if my back gets sore, I'm gonna buy that diamond ring for Caroline. Caroline, sweet Caroline, I'm gonna make your pretty blue eyes shine, Caroline, 'cause you're gonna wear that diamond ring of mine. You're gonna wear that diamond ring of mine. T-I-M-M-I-N-S, that's the town I love the best, and we're gonna paint this Timmins town up fine, really fine. All the people that we meet when we're strolling down the street, they're gonna stop and say, oh, look, there's Caroline. Caroline, sweet Caroline, I'm gonna make your pretty blue eyes shine, Caroline, 'cause you're gonna wear that diamond ring of mine. And I'm gonna make your pretty blue eyes shine, and we're gonna paint this Timmins town up fine, 'cause you're gonna wear that diamond ring of mine.
Welcome to Sugar Cat Music. It's Steve Fruitman with you, and this week we're taking a look at the Porcupine. That was the region around Timmins, Ontario, the Porcupine Gold Camp, and gold was discovered there in 1909. But the town wasn't established officially till the 1st of January, 1912. So this is the 100th anniversary of the town of Timmins. This is where I'm from, so it means a lot of special things to me. It was a mining camp again, and so mining and lumbering were two of the major jobs that came into the Porcupine region. So we're going to sort of look at those today and celebrate 100 years of Timmins. Benny Hollinger and Alex Gillies started looking at high ridge overlooking the Mattagami River back in 1909 and discovered what went on to become the second biggest gold mine in the world, the Hollinger Mine. So the first few songs are about the Hollinger Mine. You heard Stompin' Tom in his song Caroline, which goes back to 1965 when he was a resident of Timmins. That's where he started his career, and I'm sure you'll find a few surprises in today's broadcast, which discusses things like people that were born in Timmins. So we're going to go into the next group of songs here. Fire in the Mine, January the 2nd in the year of 1965. Big fire in the McIntyre Mine. The McIntyre was started by Sandy McIntyre, who sold it to J.P. Nickel, who took the money out of the ground and built Maple Leaf Gardens with it. And so Fire in the Mine was a devastating time, the 1965, for the whole Porcupine region. Stompin' Tom will tell us why. The day the Hollinger Powder Shack blew, there was a, you know, I don't know if it's true or not, But there was an explosion on the Hollinger site. Now, Stevedore Steve took it to extremes. We're talking about murder here, folks, and gambling. And then, what would it be like for you to marry some Canadian guy and be taken from the beautiful Scottish village of Dundee into the land of snow and trees, the Porcupine, when you were a young woman? We'll find out with the Grievous Angels here on Sugar Camp Music.
There was grief among the people of that northern Timmins town when someone hollered, "Fire, the mine is burning down." Then rushing to the surface came those McIntyre men to make ready and prepare to let the firefighters in. There's a fire way down in the mine. It was February 2nd in the year of 65. A miner's life was taken in the carbon monoxide. The gas had been created way down a mile or so in the McIntyre Hellfire 6,000 feet below. There's a fire way down in the mine. The call went through the Northland for men to fight the flame. From Sudbury to Naranda and from everywhere they came. With oxygen and gas masks they worked for a month of days. In 150 degrees of heat they fought that gassy blaze. There's a fire way down in the mine. The deadly gas kept rising in the McIntyre High till it seeped through the walls and fire doors to the Hollinger mine nearby. For nearly 1,000 miners now, there was no work below. The word came from the office boys, "We have to let you go." There's a fire way down in the mine. The smiles of hope now faded, many faces wore a frown. Must we see our children hungry? Must we have to leave the town? Will they have to close the mines up, bringing trouble, strife and woe? Or will they beat that gassy hellfire 6,000 feet below? There's a fire way down in the mine. Then at last it was all over, they had sealed the fire in. As it died they called the miners slowly back to work again. Some may say that it was nothing and the world may pass it by, but the people up in Timmins will always hear that awful cry. There's a fire way down in the mine. There's a fire way down in the mine. There's a fire way down in the mine.
Some say he called himself the Duke, while other fellas say they'd never heard his handle, but they sure have seen him play. He showed up first in Cochran, then in Kirkland Lake. He made his way down to North Bay in another card game in a stake. They saw him once in Sudbury, different times at the Sioux. Just a two-bit tin-horn gambler, a cheater through and through. He'd deal his cards and raise the odds, and when the chips were down, he'd somehow land that winning hand, and then he'd leave the town. He made suckers out of everyone who sit in on his play. Truck drivers, miners, lumberjacks, they all would lose their pay. He never took an IOU, so when your dough was gone, he'd simply scoop up this night's take and then he'd leave the town. Then one night up near Timmins, he met some fellows from the mines. He talked them into a game with him. Things are going fine. Some say he called himself the Duke, while other fellas say they've never heard his handle, but they sure have seen him play. This was to be his last big game, said he was going to call it quits. But before this game was over, the Duke was blown to bits. saw him making a phony deal. They found the cards were stacked. They tied the Duke to his chair right there where they played in the dynamite shack. They took his marked cards one by one. They stuffed them in his mouth. They said, "You'll eat these blasted things, and for the Duke there's no way out." When the Duke saw what was coming next, he turned cold, sick, and white. For through the door they'd run two small cords, this shack of dynamite. When news of the freak explosion reached the newspapers the next day, they called it accidental, touched off by a hobo or stray. Yeah, but somewhere deep in a Timmins mind, three men know the actual truth of the night the powder shack went sky high with a card sharp known as the Duke. Now I know this story sounds pretty hard, but there's one thing you just don't do. That's to sucker the boys from the northern mines and try to take them through. Yeah, one cheating card sharp tried real hard, a fellow who was known as the Duke. But that night he played his last marked card when the Hollinger powder shack blew.
About the days of kids. for some time now. I live without light of the day. In the black underground, that's where I'll be found, biding my time away, oh, working my life away. From here out the Timmins, I've loved all your women.
Even the Rank, yes, even the Rankin family. Even the Rankin family sang about Timmins in one of their songs, The Tramp Miner. You're listening to Sugar Camp Music here with Steve Fruitman on 89.5 FM, and we're celebrating 100 years of Timmins this week. You heard Sarah Gordon there by the Grievous Angels featuring the vocals of Michelle Rumball, a Toronto singer-songwriter, who was raised in the same house that I was, a generation apart, 312 Toke Street up in Timmins. And the song written there by Charles Joseph Angus, the MP for Timmins. He's the NDP Member of Parliament up there. He was born on the 14th of November 1962 in Timmins. And he was the lead vocalist and composer for the Grievous Angels. Well, I spoke to Stomp and Tom about 5 years ago about a song that he recorded on the CKGB radio station label in 1965 called The Birth of the New Dragon Mine. They changed the name of the mine shortly thereafter, so he stopped singing the song. So I said, Tom, such a great song. He says, I'm going to re-record it on my next album. So on The Ballad of Stomp and Tom, which came out in 2008, he did exactly that. We're going to listen to that song and The Shaftsman Boogie by the Shaftmen, a local rock band from Timmins, Ontario.
...1964 was the time for the birth of the Texas Gulf Mine. In Timmins, that great northern place of renown, the Hollinger Mine was about to close down. 'Twas enough to strike fear in the hearts of the bold, wondering just what their future would hold. Nobody knew it was time for the birth of the Texas Gulf Mine. But a copter flew daily from Timmins, they say, to land in Kidd Township just 12 miles away. Still no one paid heed as they walked on the streets, engrossed in the problems they'd soon have to meet. Then just a few heard it was time for the birth of the Texas Gulf Mine. There was a mere handful who found out the score, that Texas Gulf Sulphur had struck some good ore. Together they staked every claim to be found. 'Tis said some made millions for holding good ground. Yes, somebody knew it was time for the birth of the Texas Gulf Mine. At last it leaked out there's a big copper find, and the people of Timmins went out of their minds. The well-beaten path to the stockbroker's door was trodden by thousands never seen there before. Now everyone knew it was time for the birth of the Texas Gulf Mine. From Reed to Carscallon, then eastward to Tech, the bush filled with stakers who daily would trek. And the moose had to hide themselves most of the day, while claim stakers rushed in to make the bush pay. All the papers proclaimed it was time for the birth of the Texas Gulf Mine. To Timmins came people from southeast and west, from thousands of miles they all came to invest. Some mortgaged their homes just to try out their luck, a few struck it rich while the others got stuck. But the hopes of the North made a climb because of the Texas Gulf Mine. So nobody is worried, the future looks bright. For a smelter in Timmins, they've all joined the fight. A smelter with lots of rich ore to refine has brought a new life to the old Porcupine. and the eyes of the world have inclined. Well fixed on the Texas Gulf mine, they're all watching this Texas Gulf mine.
The Shaftman Boogie, and that was by The Shaftman from Timmins, a current rock band, rock and blues band, and that's off of their CD called Mining the Blues. John Ems, Gil Boissonneau, Mike Charette, and Joe DeMarco. So those are The Shaftman. Well, back in around 1965-66, when I was spending my summers up north, I used to go to dances to watch the bands. I get up really close to the stage, you know, to watch the drummers because I love drums. And one of the bands that I used to go see in Timmins was a legendary band up there called The Fallen Leaves. They recorded 2 45s ever. That was it for their recording output. And we have some songs from The Fallen Leaves to play for you now. One called Little Liar. And the other one's called Time Is Ever. There was sort of a rave-up band like the Yardbirds, but their lead vocalist sounded more like Gene Pitney. Here are The Fallen Leaves.
Little liar, little liar.
You said that I was your one man, that you let me take your hand.
Little liar,
you lied to me.
Little liar,
untrue.
A little liar,
you made me blue, really blue. Yes, it's true.
Little liar, little liar.
You walked out the door and
before.
Little liar,
you lied to me.
Little liar,
you were untrue.
Little liar,
you made me blue, really blue. Yes, it's true.
Little liar.
You're one man, and that you let me take your hand.
A little liar,
you lied to me.
A little liar,
you were untrue.
A little liar,
you made me blue, really blue. Yes, it's true.
A little liar.
Time is everything to all of us, isn't it? You're listening to a band from Timmins, Ontario from the 1960s called The Fallen Leaves, 1965-66 era when Stomp and Tom was up there, and Ray Fournier, Dan Corsini, Barry Lewis, Jim Paris, and Dave Van Leeuwen were The Fallen Leaves. We're going to move along now because time is everything. You're listening to a 100-year retrospective of Timmins, Ontario, celebrating its centennial this year. So congratulations to Timmins. I'd just like to mention a couple of things before we go on in the music, and that is that Timmins was a very popular place back in the 1920s, 30s that didn't suffer through the Depression because of the gold. And indeed, industrialist Roy Thompson established the CKGB radio station where Stomp and Tom first recorded his first 45s. He established the station back in 1933. And, of course, he went on to own the Timmins Daily Press, which he purchased for $200 after that. Built the Timmins Daily Press building, which housed the radio station as well, at the corner of 2nd Avenue. I think it was Spruce Street, maybe Pine. Not only did he own those stations, but he owned radio stations across Canada and newspapers around the world, including the Times of London and the Globe and Mail. Of course, Roy Thompson Hall, named after him, started in Timmins. Other Timmins facts. I used to buy records at places like Eddie Office Supply and Lord's Pharmacy. There was the Music Box run by Henry Kelnick. There was Mike's Food Stores, Buckovetsky's, the Pav, and the Mac. This was Timmins in the 1960s. We're going to go back there and play you a few sports songs now. First song's baseball pitcher by the name of Lino Boser, well-known guy in the Esquire Grill on Cedar Street there. The second two songs are about Kathy Kreiner, and I've got two Kreiner sister songs, right? Amazing that. Now, Kathy Kreiner was born in Timmins in 1957, and she became Timmins' only, to this day, gold medal winner at the Olympics. She won for slalom racing in 1974 in West Germany. So she won the gold medal, the only person that won any kind of medal from Timmins other than mining it. We're going to play those songs right now here on Sugar Camp Music, 89.5 FM, CIUT.
Back in North Ontario, when I was just a lad, I spent my summers at the lumber mill with my old granddad. And with evening came the fastball game, we'd stay till after dark, watching Lino Boser pitch down by the Hollinger Park. And with evening came the fastball game, we'd stay till after dark, watching Lino Boser pitch down by the Hollinger Park. Early in the morning on the way down to the mill, we turn off on Cedar Street to the old Esquire Grill. And the boys all sitting in the rounded booth with the pie and the coffee dark, arguing about the game last night down by the Hollinger Park. And with evening came the fastball game, we'd stay till after dark, watching Lino Boser pitch down by the Hollinger Park. Businessmen sitting side by side, watching the Macman score a run. Now the game is tied. Well, the pitcher's in trouble and the fans grow fierce, but the coach knows what to do. Out comes Lino Boser, loop the fade is through. And with evening came the fastball game, we'd stay till after dark, watching Lino Boser pitch down by the Hollinger Park. At a hockey game down in Toronto, but he looked just the same. And although he's gone and left us now, I'll never forget his face when I told him I used to watch him pitch Timmins' bullpen ace. And with evening came the fastball game, we stayed till after dark, watching Lino Boser pitch down by the Hollinger Park. And with evening came the fastball game, we stayed till after dark, watching Lino Boser pitch down by the Hollinger Park.
Let us sing a song of the gliding ski and a Northland girl's great victory on the snowy hills beyond the sea. Just a song for the Kreiner sisters. Let us all say, Kathy, we love you, and we love your sister Lori too, for you've shown the world what our girls can do, and we're proud of the Kreiner sisters. The Olympic story is oft retold, and Olympic games are ages old. In the Winter Games, our only goal was brought home by a Kreiner sister. Let us all say, Kathy, we love you, and we love your sister Lori too, for you've shown the world what our girls can do, and we're proud of the Kreiner sisters. We all love you, Kathy, deed we do. And we love your sister, Lori, too. We all love you, Kathy, we love you. And we're proud of the Kreiner sisters.
Kathy Kreiner, you are Timmins' girl. You're the best in all the world. Kathy Kreiner, we're all so proud of you. Kathy Kreiner, a Canadian through and through. You are the best, you won the test, you finally pulled it through. The song is just a token of what we do for you. All of us and just for you, we give you thanks and praise. For us Canadian folk, we make no joke, we love you every way. You are Timmins' girl. Kathy Kreiner, you're the best in all the world. Kathy Kreiner, we're all so proud of you. Kathy Kreiner, a Canadian through and through. Sensation has taken us by surprise. Such a young girl to conquer the world, we need time to compromise. So we give each day in every way, but we can't express to you. So we give you our best from the east to the west, the Canadian through and through. Kathy Kreiner, you are Timmins' girl. Kathy Kreiner, you're the best in all the world. Kathy Kreiner, we're all so proud of you. Kathy Kreiner, a Canadian through and through. Kathy Kreiner, you are Timmins' girl. Kathy Kreiner, you're the best in all the world. Kathy Kreiner, we're all so proud of you. Kathy Kreiner, a Canadian through and through. Kathy Kreiner, you are Timmins' girl. Kathy Kreiner, you're the best in all the world. We're all so proud of you, Kathy Kreiner, a Canadian through and through.
Hi, I'm Frank Mihaljevic, and I guess I can take it for granted that the reason you're listening to this record is because you want to improve your game. Well, a lot of the tips and secrets I'll be telling you in the next little while are the very things that have enabled me to play up to NHL standards. The constant practicing of these ideas, pointers, and tips are the first step towards successful hockey in any league. And you know, the time to develop these good hockey habits is right now.
When I was 10, I was a wishing well lion, aging caught Ontario. The only fans I had are when I fanned on the puck. No, number 5, no. I got a bunch of assists, took a penalty or three, but I never scored a single goal. I knew I'd never make the NHL, and it burned me to my soul. But I found someone to skate my dreams for me, and I watch him every Saturday night on the TV. Hey! Here comes the Big M. Here comes the Big M. There goes the Big M.
The Big M was number 27, Frank Mahovlich. His slap shot was all she wrote. He was the pride of Schumacher and the star of the Toronto Maple Leafs. He didn't so much skate as he'd float. Of all the great players I had the privilege to see, the Big M was up there with the best. But Coach Imlach made him punchy and the fans rode on his back. And one day Frank just needed a rest. So we kept on watching, but the game began to lull. Cause without the big left winger, things just got a little dull. Then he came back. Here comes the Big M. Here comes the Big M. There goes the Big M.
Pass the buck. Shoot the buck. Pass the buck. Shoot the buck. Pass the buck. Shoot the buck. Pass the buck. Shoot the buck.
Mahovlich, he scores!
I seen the great one and the flower and the mighty golden jet, Gordie Howe, Jean Beliveau, and Bobby Orr. The Rocket and the Pocket are some names I can't forget. Davy Keon, can you help me keep the score? But it wasn't just a slap shot and it wasn't just the goals that made Mahovlich my number one. It was a sense that even heroes can't deliver up their best when all the time they're under the gun. And I decided way back then that whatever I would be, I could only ever be it in a way that fitted me. Just like him. Just like the Big M. Just like the Big M. Just like the Big M.
Listening to the sounds of the fiddle of Buddy McMaster, and you think, well, he's a Cape Breton fiddler. What does he have to do with Timmins? Well, he was born there. That's right. So hear a few jigs from him as I tell you what you just listened to. Okay, we started off with the Lino Bozer song by the Black Flies. That was a band that I was in. I wrote the song about him and got to play it for his son, Wayne Bozer. The Kreiner Sisters by Bob May. Kathy Kreiner's song by a guy that was from Armprior, Ontario, Gordon Murray Lapierre, who moved up to Timmins and lived there for many, many years. In fact, I think the address on the back of his LP is from Elm Street in Timmins. And then we heard Frank Mahovlich off of his Frank Mahovlich Teaches You Hockey album. And finally, The Big M by Toronto singer-songwriter Steve Paul Sims, all about Frank Mahovlich in Timmins, Ontario, born in Schumacher, a mile away. My mother was born in Schumacher, so let's hail Schumacher, why don't we, while we're at it. Schumacher, South Porcupine, Porcupine, Timmins, Pottsville, these were the towns. Okay, a few other things that we should mention as well. Feldman Timber Company, McChesney Lumber Company, Reg Magny, Roland Gauthier, Paul Rondeau, Gilles Rassico, Marcel Pitt, Ted Zajac, Percy Sledge. These are some of the names from my past that I thought, why not put them on the radio for you? Conrad Levine and Terry Coles. Conrad used to run CFCL Radio, which had this huge following in Northern Ontario and Northwestern Quebec. And every Friday night was the Hilltop Rendezvous, where you drive up the hill to the radio station, which was a cul-de-sac, in your cars, and you would order songs out the window of your car, and they put you on air. The guy would stick a mic in your face and say, okay, what song do you want to hear over there? And it was a rock and roll show mostly, but they also did country and French music. Hilltop Rendezvous ran from the 1950s until the 1980s, one of the greatest radio shows in Timmins history. Remember that video that went viral about United Breaks Guitars? It was by the Sons of Maxwell. Well, they were from Timmins. They live in Halifax now, but originally from Timmins. And their father, Max Carroll, was a miner up there. That's why they're the Sons of Maxwell. And we're going to play United Breaks Guitars next on Sugar Camp Music.
I flew United Airlines on my way to Nebraska. The plane departed Halifax, connecting in Chicago's O'Hare. While on the ground, a passenger said from the seat behind me, "My God, they're throwing guitars out there." The band and I exchanged a look, best described as terror, at the action on the tarmac, and knowing whose projectiles these would be. So before I left Chicago, I alerted three employees who showed complete indifference towards me. United, United, you broke my Taylor guitar. Just admit it, I should have flown with someone else or gone by car. 'Cause United breaks guitars. When we landed in Nebraska, I confirmed what I'd suspected. My Taylor'd been the victim of a vicious act of malice at O'Hare. So began a year-long saga of pass the buck, don't ask me, and I'm sorry, sir, your claim can go nowhere. So do all the airlines people from New York to New Delhi, including kind Miss Earlwig, who says the final word from them is no. Your excuses, and I've chased your wild gooses, and this attitude of yours I say must go. United, United, you broke my Taylor guitar. Just admit it, I should have flown with someone else or gone by car. 'Cause United breaks guitars. Well, I won't say that I'll never fly with you again, 'cause maybe to save the world I probably would, but that won't likely happen. And if it did, I wouldn't bring my luggage, 'cause you'd just go and break it into a thousand pieces, just like you broke my heart when United breaks guitars. United, United, you broke my Taylor guitar. United, just admit it, I should have flown with someone else or gone by car. 'Cause United breaks guitars. Yeah, United breaks guitars. Yeah, United breaks guitars.
This is Stompin' Tom, and you're listening to The Sugar Camp with Steve Fruitman on CIUT Radio 89.5 FM.
Come and listen to the music of the Northern Land, the Hootin' Rootin' Tootin' Henry Kelnick Band, from the boogie to the oompas in the oompa halls. Polka playin' Henry was the king of them all. From the picnic to the weddings and the big parade, dancing and romancing to the music he played. The people and the children all became his fans. Waltzing down the avenue, they followed the band. With a twist and a jig, the street was alive, rocking and a rolling to the jitterbug jive. He played the accordion, the saxophone, the fiddle and the trumpet and the slide trombone. Come and listen to the music of the Northern Land, the hootin', rootin', tootin' Henry Kelnick band. From the boogie to the oompas and the oompa halls, polka playin' Henry was the king of them all. Cities of the country, how they took to the sound, the music of the miners up in Timmins Town, where he packed the old pavilion to the clapping of hands of the doctors and the lawyers and the lumberjack man. With a magical smile, just as clear as a bell, Mr. Henry Kelnick will remember you well, and we'll raise another glass up in the Northern Land to Henry and the members of a mighty fine band. With a twist and a jig, the town was alive, rocking and a rolling to the jitterbug jive. He played the accordion, the saxophone, the fiddle and the trumpet and the slide trombone. Come and listen to the music of the Northern Land, the hootin', rootin', tootin' Henry Kelnick band. From the boogie to the oompas and the oompa halls, polka playin' Henry was the king of them all. Polka playin' Henry was the king of them all.
Polka playin' Henry. He came to Timmins in the 1940s from Montreal. He had been in a band with Oscar Peterson back there. And he actually invited Peterson up to Montreal. He started the Henry Kelnick Band, and he played in the PAV, which is the pavilion near the Mattagami River, for about three decades. Played at my parents' wedding in 1952. His son Ike lives in Bracebridge. That's him playing the horns there on Stompin' Tom's Polka Playin' Henry. Henry died in 1992, and the Henry Kelnick Awards, presented yearly for Timmins musicians. And Stompin' Tom was the first recipient of the first Henry Kelnick Award. I forgot to mention famous hockey players, right? Well, I got a list of them here. And you know, other than Frank and Peter Mihaljevic, there was Dean Prentice, Bob Nevin, Alan Stanley, just lived up the street from us, Pat Hannigan, and of course, you can't forget Bill Borilko. A couple of songs by him. The Grievous Angels did one, and I think the Tragically Hip did another one. Les Costello, he was Father Costello of the Flying Fathers, Steve Sullivan, and Bob McCord, some great NHL players that came out of Timmins. So you've been listening to a program of music that celebrates Timmins' 100th anniversary. Anyways, that's going to be just about it. If you want to download this program or a bunch of other Sugar Camp music shows, you can get them at the 3Ws.backtothesugarcamp.com. They're there on my Camp Streams page. You can download them every week if you like, anytime you want, or at the 3Ws.ciut.fm. You can get them there, too. John Valentine's coming up next with John Valentine's Blues. If you're listening to CHMR FM 93.5 out in St. John's, it's Newfound Records with Wayne Tucker coming up next. If you want the playlists and everything, just email me, Steve, at backtothesugarcamp.com. And I'll email you the list. Also, I'm on Twitter. You can follow me there at SugarCamp2. Okay, it's pretty easy to do. And I got one more guy I want to play a song of. I guarantee I've never heard of this guy, Jerry Cole. Well, he was a country singer that was born in Timmins, Ontario, but at the age of three, his family moved to Kirkland Lake, a big move for a family up in Timmins. And so Jerry Cole has a song called One More Drink, and I think that's the most appropriate way to end our time in Timmins, since there's about 40 bars in town. See you next week on Sugar Camp Music.
See that house across the street from this bar and bottle. The people who live in it I love so. So I come here every night and I pray that I'll see them. Think I'll have one more drink and then I'll go. There's a light in her bedroom tonight, bottle. Just like me, she's lonely, I know. Just to hold her in my arms possess all her charms. Think I'll have one more drink and then I'll go. Guess my children are already sleeping, bottle. And how much I miss them they'll never know. But a judge won't let me see them. Bet they think that I don't love them. Think I'll have one more drink and then I'll go. For she blames all our troubles on you, bottle. And anyone can see that isn't so. I can take you or leave you, heaven knows that I don't need you. Think I'll have one more drink.